Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hot Box Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hot Box Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
So we're on the train now, back home from Belfast. We literally had to leg it.
We literally had to leg it to make this train.
Me, Terry and Owen running down the streets of Belfast. Good crack though.
Good crack. We're at the recording a great episode there. But as I said, it's give or take halfway now. So it's not going out tonight.
So this is the bonus episode. Episode with Sam Miller will be out next week. Early release.
Maybe a day or two earlier, we'll see.
We'll see what happens over the weekend. So I hope you enjoy this bonus episode and I hope you enjoy next week's episode with Sam, who grew up in the Troubles, joined the RA, was in the H Blocks, robbed the Brinks in America, and now he's an award-winning writer. But yeah, enjoy.
Keep hearing about this hot box sauna. What's the crack?
It's class. It's Ireland's top sauna and cold plunge spot. Think intense finish heat, icy dips, and amazing outdoor locations. It's the ultimate reset.
Is it just for chilling out?
No, perfect for post-workout recovery, chilling out with your mates, or clearing the cobwebs after a night out.
That sounds class. Where do I go?
So they're in Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin, and Louth. Book at thehotboxsauna.ie and check them out on Instagram at thehotboxsauna.
Perfect. Time to sweat it out at the hot box sauna.
Okay, off you go.
Saturday night, where were we?
Darren Conway's wedding.
We all left together.
Mm-hmm.
I got held up, can't remember what it was, but I didn't. You got to your car before me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I seen a car ripping out at the car park. You know what I mean? Ripping out. And everyone was like, is that Owen? And I looked, and it took me a few seconds, and I was like, no, I don't think it is, because I looked over, and I could see my car, and there was an empty spot beside it, right? And all this was going on really quick in my head. I was trying to compute it all together. And I was like, I remember pulling in and the fella who had parked beside me was getting something out of his car. So I was like, right, that's not Owen's spot. It was a Passat as well. Because I was looking, I was like, Owen Brennan doesn't drive a Passat. I know he doesn't. I don't know what car you drive. But I looked, I was like, he doesn't drive a Passat.
You've become very confused by this, but carry on.
Yeah, right. Because I was held up and we were going out together. I assumed you'd get your car the same time I got to my car. And the only car that left then, I was like, that can't be Owen Brennan. Me mind was in overdrive. So then I crossed the road, I was getting into my car, and I heard someone going, Calvin! And I looked, and that was it. We bleeped this, will we? There was a white hatchback there with What's the that? Driver's window. The window. Remember my golf?
Type of car.
The boot goes straight down, it doesn't go out.
Yeah.
A white hatchback there with the driver's window down. Going, Calvin! And I was like, that's Owen Brennan driving. And do you know what, Owen? When I think back to that, I can picture the car vividly, the car park vividly, the hotel, everything in detail. But when I go up to the driver's side window, that's a blow. My brain won't process that. My brain won't process you driving.
Yep.
And do you know how I know it was him? He indicated coming out of a car park. I at the back button. I was like, that fella, look how straight by the book he is. He's indicating every single car behind him is stationary and parked.
Just reflex.
He indicated coming out of a car park. I was like, that's Owen Brennan driving.
Well, there was a blind turn 20 feet away, so I thought, you know.
Owen Brennan.
Anyway, as we were driving away, I turned to my wife and I said, because I had opened the window and shouted and waved at Calvin. So as we were driving away, I said to my wife, now, I just did that, so he saw me, so we can tell Terry next time I see him. Calvin saw me driving.
It's fucking me up a little bit now, even.
Yeah.
Picturing you behind the wheel.
Yeah, there you go.
It's amazing. I'm proud of you.
So he's been to the gaff, seen me driving.
And I've got nothing from you.
You're falling far behind.
Absolutely nothing. And when your wife left, she said, see you later, cuz. Just so you know. Just so you know.
someone said to me at the wedding, like, how did you and Terry figure out your cousins?
Dead. You know, I had to explain this to you. I had to explain this to your missus. So this is where it came from. Me and your missus went back through the family trees of the generations of people that lived in town from the 1800s onwards. The tenement houses on Summerhill, all the way down to 27 Steps, Rutland Street, all that.
Nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with you. I know all about her backstory. I know more about her than I know about you. Yeah. Spoke to the woman twice in my life.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
She's a legend now.
Yes.
Don't know how she puts up with you.
You're doing well. You're doing well.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. You're doing well.
Especially since at the wedding you were like, look at that crow. Oh my God. And she was there. I was like,
and she looked proud of him. She looked proud of him.
I pity her.
Lads, that crow.
What band on? You know this, bro. What band? Haven't spoken about a film in 8 months and you want to talk about crows?
I've seen Springer Spaniels smaller than that crow. Imagine the size of the brain on him. He does his own taxes.
He does his own taxes.
I'm sick of this podcast.
Majestic beast. Calvin, do you want to tell him about the newsletter there? TBX newsletter.
And if you're a member of TBX, you need to go to goaloutplayer.com/VIB only. That's VIBONLY, because I know a few people are confused about it. And VIB as in very important bollocks. That's where you sign up for the monthly newsletter and you get all the details about what's going on, what we have planned, and you get your info for the pre-sale tickets. We actually have something big happening this week. But we'll leave it. We'll leave it. We'll leave that to next week. You'll know what we're talking about. Any questions?
Yes. Can people please stop asking us who would win between 100 men and a silverback gorilla? Thank you very much.
We've already discussed this.
We've had many people asking us this.
And we've already discussed it.
Right. Alex and Kinsealy, if the two of you were to swap bodies for a day and do each other's daily routine, so Terry goes to work in Calvin's body, Calvin walks the dog in Terry's body. Nice. What do you think would be the first dead giveaway to other people in your lives that it's not you in your own body?
Me on a laptop, bro.
Well, Alex gives two examples. He says, can Terry sign into Microsoft Word?
No.
Does Calvin know where Terry keeps Cousy's lead? That's the two examples he gives. But you on a laptop?
Me on a laptop. And if I was sitting here on a laptop there, you would instantly go, there's something wrong. You would, Alan.
No, but if you're in Calvin's body, I'm not primed to think there's something wrong. So say you're in Calvin's office, surrounded by his...
So am I him?
Yeah, you're Calvin.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So every
I thought
you walk
I'd be
in,
doing his actions, like.
No, you walk in Calvin's body and I was like, oh, good morning, Calvin.
Bro, off the bat would get people, I think, because I can imagine he's quite formal and work.
No, I hear a few bros. I do, yeah.
Right.
Who do I walk with?
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. I walk with a good friend of mine and there's a lot of bros going around. So, and I'd be like, I think we need to tone that down a bit, you know what I mean? A few eyebrow raises when there's a bro going around.
Big buildings like that and all. Can imagine there's a lot of switches left on. So in my first hour, I was hitting all the switches in the building.
Yeah. People
might go, right, what's at the happening to him? Mm. Then they think he's just at the watching a bad documentary where like a switch was left on and something.
Is that what happened to you?
No.
It
no,
sounds
but,
like it. Don't you want to tell us?
No. I don't know where that. I think my ma gave me that bus.
I've never seen your ma going around the gaff knocking switches.
No, and she calls me a creep for doing it as well when I go up the whole gaff.
Look, I'm trying to blame his ma.
No, but she's bad for switches with something plugged in. You know, if something's plugged in and the switch on, she's like, doing that. But I think just, I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's not that. Maybe I'm just looking to shift the blame, boys.
100%.
I don't know. Probably the switches, yeah.
Or getting aggressive with someone.
Ah, come on. I'm not... Am I that aggressive?
Do we need to answer that?
Me P's and Q's are great, like, are they, like, as well? Like, seeing meetings and all on, like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not... I don't hold it together very well when I'm in a meeting. I know there's some settings that I'm in sometimes and I'm like, you need to keep it together here and I'll say something stupid or I'll do something stupid.
I wouldn't say it's stupid.
No, but, like, out there.
Out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what would he do that I'd find, like, different, you know what I mean? Wouldn't be out smoking.
No.
You'd have to smoke with you and me. Me body would need it.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the way I hold a smoke.
Yeah, the way I hold it, if you were coughing. Mm. People know.
I wouldn't be coughing, it'd be your body.
Yeah.
I would it be.
But what way would I hold it?
You'd show up on time for the... Well, no, Terry's not that bad with timekeeping.
I'm not that bad.
Not it's not the hour, it's the day that gets him.
How about the late rush for a sofa at Darden's wedding?
Oh yeah,
I think I'd be a bit more organised there as well. Yeah.
Well, I was worried I was going to be late because I got there like it was 2 o'clock start, and I got there I think bang on 2. I was like, oh, it's one of those wins where everyone's already sitting down at 2. Luckily, it wasn't. Everyone was still down the lobby area of the hotel. I get there and you were nowhere to be seen.
No,
you were the last one to show up.
Yeah,
and I was told just before it began, someone says, "Was it you told me?"
Amy
told me. Yeah, yeah. This morning, Terry said to Jordan, "Today's Wednesday." Yeah.
The night before, she said, "Have you got yourself for tomorrow?" And I went, "Boy, it's only Wednesday."
Oh, it was the night before. Yeah. So this was Saturday. Friday was when the tickets went on sale for your biggest show ever. Friday 10 a.m. Friday
you 10 couldn't wrap your head around.
Friday 10 a.m. Friday 10 a.m. How many times had someone said Friday 10 a.m. to you? And Friday comes, goes, and you get to the end of Friday and you think it's Wednesday.
Yeah. And I was rushing around on Saturday morning to get a suit.
You have 11 suits.
None of them fit me.
Have you tried them on?
Every single suit.
You tried on?
The only suit that fits me is the suit that I wore at the last live show.
Back on the juice.
Oh, they wouldn't even get past me knees. Me knees. And the ones I did, they weren't closing.
Sounds like he is on the juice to me. Yeah.
Swear to God, boys, that I mean they wouldn't go near me.
That's a lot of anabolic juice stuff going on here, yeah. Oh, how the tables have turned. Just a little
more. Oh, I learned something interesting about this fella, right?
Oh, here we go.
This is the most Calvin thing I've ever heard in my life. Right?
Do I know it?
I don't know if you do know this. It's about driving.
Okay.
Amy spilled this one, right? Calvin, in the area around where he lives, Amy didn't say how far this radius is, but I think she said it's about 10 or 15.
Oh, it's more than that.
Okay, Calvin knows the exact timing to the second of every single set of traffic lights.
Explain that to me.
So if Calvin is driving home down road 1 or road 2, he can tell you, well, road 1 has 3 traffic lights and traffic light 1, you'll have to wait 5 seconds for green. Traffic light 2, it's 8 seconds for green. Traffic light 3, it's 6 seconds. He knows exactly how long he'll be waiting between red and green at every single traffic light in his area.
That like for him to think he's not on the spectrum is like the most concerning part of this.
Here's a curveball. Yeah, I was there when Amy tried to roast me over this.
You were very proud of it.
Somebody jumped in and was like, yeah, I know that as well.
No, they didn't.
Who? Prince's missus jumped in and she goes, yeah, I know that as well.
There you go.
And I was like, see.
And you're giving me stick over pointing out this magnificent crow.
Oh, and I sit in traffic. It's I fucking hate sitting in traffic. I hate it. It boils me blood, right? Boils me blood. And there's 2 sets of traffic lights on the canal on the south side.
Just nobody likes sitting in traffic.
And the second they go green, one car gets through, maybe 2.
Yeah.
But you have to be on the ball if you're the first car.
Yeah.
And it boils me blood then when they're not paying attention, only one car gets through. I was like, we could have got fucking another one through there if you weren't on your phone, Teresa.
How many times have you had to count? You've sat there and you've timed each one, and then you've done it enough times that you remember all of them.
I've just done it in my head as well. I haven't wrote it down. I just know how many cars get through.
Okay then.
Yeah. But I think it'd be worse if you're making a note of traffic lights.
It would be worse.
That's scary shit. You want to be checking people's hard drives down that. I just have an idea looking at lights. And another thing that she thinks I made up. We live close to a main road. Yeah. Very busy road. And then there's all the little offset roads that go into the estates where we live have traffic lights. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make sense for them traffic lights to be in sequence with the normal lights because there's no traffic. So I said to her, when you're coming off one of these little offset roads to the main road, if you pull up close enough, the traffic light has a sensor, it'll kick in, they go green straight away and you can pull off. She contradicted me on it. And again, Terry Sports stepped in and defended it. The sensor's on traffic lights.
I also stood up for you on that one.
She doesn't believe me that the sensor's on traffic lights. So, and then I pointed this out to her the other day because we were in traffic miles back on one of these small roads. There was about 20, 30 cars on it. Yeah. And I said to her, look at the car at the front. Yeah. It's miles away from the traffic lights. He hasn't pulled up close enough.
It goes closer, it goes off.
Yeah, man pulled up, not exaggerating, pulled up about 3 feet. Yeah, the light went green straight away. And I said to her there, this is a thing. And people are like, oh, you're autistic. For what? Observing how technology
that
works.
That doesn't make you autistic with to know their sensors. The first lights we came to when I left the hotel was a sensor.
Yeah. And she thinks I'm mad for like thinking that. I was like, no, that's definitely a thing.
And then I spent the next couple of minutes explaining to my wife about you and your weird traffic light situation.
Yeah, but I was at the bit talking to your wife all day, so she probably was like, yeah, I understand now.
Yeah.
She probably got it like. But anyways,
yep,
we missed the elephant in the room.
What was that?
July the 11th, we're playing the board. Gosh, get your fucking tickets, are on sale now. Going to be the biggest night ever.
He's dead right.
Get your tickets
today, and tickets are going very, very well.
No such thing as a bad place to sit in the board, gosh, as well. So it doesn't matter where you're sitting, every seat is designed to see the stage the same.
Yeah, if you haven't been there, even if you have, it's I'd say it's the best venue in the country. It's up there.
Yeah, it's sensational, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, we have
perfect
some,
for a show like this.
You have some big ideas.
Some big guests.
Do you know what I was impressed with on Darren's wedding? Darren came into John Cena, and usually the groom doesn't make an entrance, and he came into John Cena's song, and I swear to God,
and held up a WWE belt.
Yeah, that was a bit childish. But everything before that,
that was the best part.
Everything before that, I was on board with. He walked down the aisle doing the "You Can't See Me" and all. That's sensational.
Boys, he's the go.
That honestly, that was, I'm raging. He done it because if I was getting married in the morning and someone pulled me and says, "Hey, you should do this," I would have done it. But now you can't do it because he's done it. But we could technically have an orchestra at the next live show playing John Cena's music.
Yep, very possible.
Like, that's in the scope.
Yeah, it might be promising things we don't deliver there.
No, it's in the scope. It's on the cards. Like, it doesn't have to go ahead. I'm saying it's a possibility.
Yep.
It's a possibility I come in on a zipline.
We could see if Terry can conduct an orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
We might come up through a trapdoor.
How hard can it be? Do you get me?
We might come up through trapdoors. We might fucking... I don't know, who knows? There's a lot. But here we are. Any questions?
There he is, McGinty.
McGinty.
What's your favourite sound?
Sound? Sound?
Yeah.
What's, like, music? Anything. Or just sound?
Noise.
Anything you want.
Do you hear a dog yawning?
Oh, that is the cutest thing, boys, on earth.
That's how you hear that a lot, do you?
Yeah. Genuinely, I do. Yeah. I know you're trying to be smart, but, like, no, I do.
Yeah, I'm good. Good.
Baby's laughing.
Yep.
Baby's laughing's hard, babe.
Yeah. Well, that boys. You ever see when it comes up? Do you ever see an Instagram reel and it's just different babies laughing at different things, boys? I swear it's hilarious.
Do you ever see when you get a good baby in hysterics and they do the laugh and then no noise actually being made? It's just a mouth, they're trying to catch their breath. And it's like somebody just jumping. You just jump and they're in bits laughing. That could be up there. That's hard bet, boys.
Yeah. That is hard bet. That's a good joke. I was gonna say, like, Blade, you'll never walk along the cop or something. Well, yeah, I'll go with babies laughing as well, and the dog yawning.
Very wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but bro, they catch it, don't they? See my little dog yawns in the morning, bro. I swear to God, I love
it. Rowan from Dr. Owen.
Yo.
Been a while.
Now, he says this wasn't his. He heard it on another podcast he listened to. He's a very honest fella.
He better not be listening to that podcast.
He's a doctor. He has to be honest.
That's true.
No, he has to be honest.
If you were a Spice Girl, what type of Spice Girl would you be? So, like, a new Spice Girl name. Not, you don't get to pick which of the Spice Girls you were. It's like, imagine it's a superhero.
So your baby Spice, Sporty Spice, Scary Spice, Ginger Spice.
There you go.
No, but you can't pick one.
You have to be a different one.
Angry Spice.
It's not a bad show. I was going to say Coffee Spice. It's not a bad show. Sounds a lot like Coffee Slice, doesn't it?
Oh, good show.
Well, yeah. Well, it's just that.
You like coffee?
You like coffee?
Yeah, bit of a coffee connoisseur on myself, huh?
What would you be,
Mystery Spice.
Why he says that?
Yeah, Mystery Spice, that's you. That's you.
It'll stay that way.
Mystery Spice, Angry Spice, Coffee Spice. Done.
Hey, I seen a fact, and I screenshot it because I thought it was hilarious and so true. It's definitely true. I don't even need a fact check down. Irish people have now more likely visited Asia than Leitrim.
Say that again.
Irish people now more likely to have visited Asia than Leitrim. Have you ever been to Leitrim?
I've never been to Leitrim.
I don't think so.
We've all been to Asia.
Oh, you haven't?
Yes, you have.
Oh, sorry, I have, yeah. Sorry, boys. Yeah, I have. I thought that was Africa. Haven't been to Africa, have I?
No.
No.
We've all been to Asia.
Yeah, we've been to Asia, boys.
None of us have been to Leitrim.
Boys, I don't know someone who hasn't been to Thailand yet.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
I don't know anyone that's ever been to Leitrim.
If there's anyone from Leitrim listening...
Do you know what I'd love now? If we could put a map of Ireland, a blank map of Ireland on the map, and we all had to point out where Leitrim is.
I'm not getting that.
Do you know where
guessing,
it is? It's beside Longford, isn't it?
It's beside Kerry.
No, it's beside Longford. It's
no.
Top left.
Yeah.
Top?
Yeah.
Not up the very top. It's below Donegal.
Middle left.
A little above middle left.
Yeah.
So it's beside Tipperary.
No, past Tipperary.
Tipperary's like
in the middle,
lower left, middle.
So it's beside Roscommon.
Roscommon, Sligo, Longford. It's near that area, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still never been.
Yeah. We've definitely passed through it though.
I think that's the thing with Leitrim, you wouldn't.
Would you not? Never.
We passed.
Not generally.
So there you go. Sorry, Daniel, we're from Leitrim.
Yeah.
There's no one listening to this from Leitrim, and I'll put 100 quid in it.
Yeah.
Talking, I'm willing to put 100 quid.
I go loud now if you are in Leitrim listening to this.
And prove it, because I'm not giving out 100 quid for nothing.
If you've gone to Sligo, you might go to Leitrim, I suppose, from Dublin.
Yeah, I haven't gone to Sligo.
I've been to Sligo.
What the fuck would you be in Sligo for as well?
Sligo's a nice place.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are they not like little rural towns like down there?
It's a small town.
Is Lynch in Sligo?
Clare.
I've been to Sligo.
Because,
I have, no, I promise you. I know I got that wrong. But I've been to Sligo. I've been surfing in Sligo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably passed through Leitrim then, if you drove there.
And I've drove through Sligo on the way to Donegal then as well. That's probably the worst drive I've ever done in my life. Hmm. And I've drove across America. That was the worst drive I've ever done in my life.
They wouldn't be similar to Galway, would they, them places?
Yeah.
Oh, would they, yeah?
Oh, in terms of like when you're going to Galway, it's big.
No.
But they're bigger than like rural towns.
Really, are they?
Do you know what I mean? But nice part of the world. Not Leitrim now.
I heard Lahinch is meant to be sensational.
We went surfing there when we were kids and it was fucking lethal. The place was just rammed. Surfing's good crack if you can grow up on the board.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyone from Leitrim, talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Send us in your proof that you're listening in Leitrim.
Right.
Go on.
All right, last one for you from the man himself, McGinty.
McGinty.
I think we've had something like this, but what's the oddest combination of food you secretly love?
Do you know what I absolutely hate? And I don't understand why it's even allowed. When people put chocolate minstrels in the popcorn in the pictures.
I don't mind that. I don't mind it. I know people who dip their chips into ice cream.
I used to do that as a kid. That's a real McDonald's thing.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
I didn't want to even say it, yeah.
Harper dipped the cherry bakewell into a cup of tea yesterday. And I told her, see when your Mac collects you, make sure you take everything else out of the house because you're not coming back here. do you think that's okay? A cherry bakewell into a cup of tea?
They're like in the same food group, I suppose, in that way, taste group, rather than chips and ice cream.
Chips and ice cream?
I know loads of people who have chips and ice cream.
Yeah, if they were 9 years of age. Yeah, little brothers, yeah.
I know people.
Adults. Yeah, that's strange behaviour. The popcorn and minstrels, boys, when I see people doing that.
I love that, boys. I do, I love it.
Chocolate, like a handful of popcorn doesn't need a hard bit of chocolate in the middle of it.
No, but I think it blends well when you get into the chocolate and the minstrel. The winter shell. When you eat the chocolate and the popcorn, it blends well. Same with a packet of King and a packet of popcorn.
Yeah, no, I don't need that.
Crunch up a packet of King, pour it into a packet of cheesy popcorn. Oh, get your hands off me. Boys, it is tops.
I'm talking about pizza. Christmas time, Amy got a pizza with Brussels sprouts on it. What are you doing? Now, she said she did.
A pizza with Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, it was a Christmas special.
And I like a sprout.
Yeah.
But that can't be right, boys. That can't be right. Brussels sprout zone on a pizza, bro.
Do you know what else is weird? Do you ever see people that mix the curry sauces? Not curry sauces. Curry sauce and then sweet and sour over it. No,
I do curry and barbecue.
Yeah,
every time.
Barbecue.
Yeah. What? So when I'm getting a curry, I'll get like a beef curry and chips and whatever and chicken balls, put it onto a plate, but I'll get a curry one and then I'll just get a big tub of barbecue. All over it. Yeah. Oh, boys.
That's very strange.
Nah, boys.
That's stranger than counting the traffic lights.
No, it's not, bro. He's sitting counting traffic lights. I told you I count car reds one day in here and you never looked at me the same again.
That's weird, mate. I'm observing the traffic. You'd know all about it if you drove. I'm allowed to throw them digs out until he gets on the road.
He is. Could be soon. Could be on the road too. Right, that's it. Tickets are on sale by the board. Gosh, Friday, July 11th. Get them. We've big things planned for this one. Our biggest ever show to date.
I reckon we could fit the whole population of Leitrim in the board, Gosh. You could. Okay.
Love a little fact check real quick. How many games of deck house now?
We'll see.
Right.
I have all the time in the world for you, you know that. Swear to God, man. I'd love to look the head off.
Wrap this up.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about the hotbox sauna. What's the buzz?
It's unreal. It's Ireland's top sauna and cold plunge spa. Think intense Finnish heat, icy dips, and amazing outdoor locations. It's the ultimate reset.
Is it just for chilling out?
No, it's perfect for post-workout recovery, catching up with mates, or clearing out the cobwebs after a night out.
That sounds class. Where do I go?
They're in Mead, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin, and Louth. Book at thehotboxsauna.ie or check them out on Insta at thehotboxsauna.
That's class. Time to sort out the hotbox sauna.
That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Take us out, bro. Boom.
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax, and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the door. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down.